It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Hey, Taylor. We really appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. You've been so helpful already.
Well, hey, we're glad to help for sure. Why don't you start by telling us, I mean, I know what's kind of going on, but just so everyone else who's listening knows, what is going on with Pete?
Yeah, sure. So I met Pete at a club. I was there with a group of girlfriends, and we were dancing and having a great time. And then Pete and a couple of his friends came up and started hanging out with us, and it was so much fun. I mean, he is definitely the life of the party, and I really enjoyed my time with him, so I gave him my number.
Okay. So you guys went out after that, or no?
Yeah, we did. He took me out for dinner, and I was so great, you know. It was nice to be able to hear him better, finally, and I found out he's such a passionate person. He has so many interesting hobbies, and I really like that about him.
Okay. So when was the last time that you heard from him? I'm just curious.
I guess it's probably been about 3 weeks now.
Okay. That has definitely been quite some time, I will say.
Yeah, too long, honestly. I really want to figure out what is going on with him.
So, if you had to guess, why do you think he's not calling you back?
I guess he probably isn't looking to settle down. I mean, I'm not trying to get engaged or anything, but, like, I would like to have a boyfriend, and I told him that, and so maybe I scared him off. I don't know.
It could be a good possibility. Did
the mood of the date change when you mentioned that you wanted to have a boyfriend? Like, did you notice him get uncomfortable?
No, but, like, I don't know. You know how some guys can be about that stuff. So, like, maybe he just hit it well, but now he's not calling me back. I don't know.
Could be.
No idea.
I mean, that would totally suck if you did scare him off, but I don't think, maybe, who knows? You never know with these things. Why don't we give him a call and find out what it is, okay?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Pete. This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We were calling because there's this girl that you might know. Her name's Taylor. She asked us to kind of give you a call. Do you mind if we chat about that?
She did, huh? I screwed this up, didn't I?
Okay. Well, let's take a step back for a second. She has tried calling you but hasn't heard from you. So why haven't you called her back? Because I don't think that you kind of messed. I don't think you messed it up.
Well, look, I was trying to be slick, and I messed it up.
Okay, so when you say you were trying to be slick, does that mean you were kind of trying to play hard to get? I'm kind of confused.
No, I wasn't playing hard to get. How do I say this? I was trying to do the two girl thing.
Okay.
You know?
How were you trying to do that?
It backfired.
You were, like, trying to date two girls at once? I mean...
Yeah, so, you know, I met Taylor, and she was really attractive, and, you know, there was, like, something there, like, almost immediately, and then I met her friend, Robin.
Oh!
And we also had something, so... We, you know, I tried as the opportunity presented itself to date them both, and it was going great for a while. But then Robin found out about Taylor and totally called it off, and so I figured they're friends.
Okay.
Hey, Pete, this is Mandy's co-host, Jimmy. So did you know that they were friends when you started talking to Robin? Like, you knew that you were, like, double-dipping in this and that's dangerous? Like... Or did you not know they were friends till after you kind of started to see you had a thing with Robin?
No, I knew. I knew they were friends. I figured that Taylor knew that I was double dipping, and I didn't want to get into a fight because I don't like conflict at all. So I took the high road.
Well.
Oh Lord. Okay, so this is about to get awkward. Pete, Taylor is actually on the phone with us and has been on the phone with us the entire time, so she kind of heard all that. So things are really messed up now. Because she did want to get in touch with you, and apparently she did not know about that. So, Taylor, would you like to weigh in on this?
Wow. I mean, way to go. You're really slick there, buddy.
Listen, I'm so sorry I messed up. I still really like you. You know, I just didn't contact you because I thought, you know, thought it was all ruined.
You really like me? Oh, that's real rich. You know what? I don't like you anymore because you're a complete jerk.
Oh my.
Come on, let me make it up to you. You know, I'll take you out. We'll have a nice dinner. It'll be great.
Oh, we'll have a nice dinner. Yeah, okay, sure. And then what happens if you and the waitress have a connection? Will I have to worry about you trying to date her, too?
Absolutely not. Those days are behind me. And, you know, I learned my lesson. Like, this taught me my lesson.
You haven't learned anything. You're just desperate now. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not desperate. I just like you both. You know, I figured what could possibly go wrong? You both like me. Like, why is it my fault that you both were into me?
Wow, yeah, no, you're right. That's not your fault. Nope, no. But being a complete D-bag, that's your fault. Trying to use us both is definitely your fault, okay? You're
kind of just digging the hole. You should probably put the shovel down now.
Oh, my.
Look, okay. I thought you were both wife material. It wasn't anything like that. I wasn't trying to use you. I really legitimately liked both of you, and I still like you.
Yeah, right. Real convincing.
Okay.
You know what? You're such a sad excuse for a man.
Okay. Mm. So I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that, Taylor, you're not interested anymore in Pete, correct?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
Not some guy that's going to go chase every girl he has a connection with.
Okay. Mm. Well, Pete, I really hope that you did learn a lesson here and that you, on the next opportunity, when you find somebody that you did connect with, that you focus all your attention on that one.
I messed up and I learned some stuff for sure.
Taylor, so sorry this didn't work out, but I'm glad that we could get some answers for you.
Yeah, I'm glad I know now. Thanks, guys.
Hits 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.